With 5 crappy cards combined and just 2 more to go with the turn and the river, he wasn't feeling this round at all. Sure, he had the gambling bug, but he'd probably lost enough over the years to know when to pick his battles. He scoffed and folded. Ha, called it. Who's a smart girl? You're a smart girl. I mentally congratulated myself while my gaze wandered around the table. I was a smart girl. It was the only thing I'd learned from my father. I flipped open my black satin clutch, which I'd matched with my dress, pretending to look for a tissue. I kept a small note in my card wallet. I pulled it out and examined it for a moment.
Harley, I am so sorry for doing this to you, but there is no other way. Stay safe. Stay smart. I love you. Dad.
That note was the only thing my parents had left me with before dropping me off at the orphanage when I was 3. I was bounced around from one foster home to another after that. It was rarely a pretty picture, and my father's advice somehow helped me retain my sanity. Even now, as I glided into adulthood, I kept looking at that note for guidance whenever a part of me wavered. As a foster kid, I always had to stay safe and stay smart, though the two rarely went hand in hand. When the turn was dealt, I glanced around the poker table again. Each of these people had their stories to tell. They had first names and last names, parents and grandparents, uncles and distant cousins, social security numbers, and student loans. In my twisted view of the world, they existed, while I was just a visitor of sorts, always on the outside looking in. I had no identity, just a name on paper. I rented an apartment in Park West and pinpointed cheaters in a casino for a living. Nobody knew anything about me or my special skills, and I was okay with that.
I'll raise you 20,
the male cool cucumber said, looking at the equally chilled female across the table. In the eyes of everyone else, they didn't know each other. They were complete strangers exchanging pleasantries during a game of Texas Hold'em, where tens of thousands of dollars were at stake. But I could feel the physical attraction between them. The guy was head over heels in love with her. She was just as crazy about him. There was a familiarity between them, an intense emotion that they couldn't hide from me. That was the downside of being an empath. I felt every emotion as if it were my own. I basically had the hots for both of them, as if we'd been together for years. Ugh. When the river was dealt, I could almost hear the guy's heart thumping out of his chest. His excitement filled me to the brim, and judging by the looks the couple exchanged briefly, unbeknownst to anyone else, they were ready to do some good old-fashioned whipsawing, raising and re-raising each other until they trapped another player in between. And I knew exactly who their target was for this round. The other female, one of the compulsive gamblers. She was nervous, her eyes darting across the 5 cards now shown on the table. A 7 of clubs, a queen of diamonds, a 5 of clubs, a jack of clubs, and another queen of hearts. My hand was weak. All I could offer was a pair of 5s. I folded, clicking my teeth. Maybe next time. I smirked, then leaned back in my seat. As expected, the cucumbers started teasing each other.
I'm thinking it's a good night, the guy said, then tossed a few red chips on the pile gathering in the middle of the table. 30.
Your overconfidence could be your weakness, the girl said, grinning, and raised him another 30, her tongue passing over her pearly white teeth. The tight jade-colored dress she wore was meant to arouse, and based on what I was reading from the guy, she was getting the desired results. I shifted in my chair, slightly uncomfortable with feeling someone else's arousal, but stayed focused nonetheless. The girl's outfit looked expensive. They weren't here to play for pennies.
I'm in,
the female gambler replied, tossing her own share of chips worth $30,000, while the 4th player folded, shaking his head. The cucumbers seemed to ignore the woman and continued taunting each other while the dealer watched, amusement twinkling in his eyes.
Raise you another 30, Cucumber Girl said, grinning, as the guy bit the